Hey there, and it's the second episode of our podcast, Let's Do Things Differently This Time, because we really do things differently here this time. Today we will speak about why it's so important to ask, but not to tell your clients something to do, but like, ask. Basically, this law sheds light on one of the simplest and most effective psychological traits that motivate a person to act, whether it's forming a habit or performing a targeted action, including interaction. It can be applied to oneself, to business, or to anyone else. Let's discuss the effect. For some that don't want to listen to this super long 5-minute podcast, the sense is one action, then ask, don't tell. Questions have an amazing power to influence people and can serve as an effective motivation tool. Unlike simple statements, which are often ignored, questions activate the thought process, forcing the person to consider changing their behavior. The 1980 US election story shows how Ronald Reagan used the principle by asking the American people, "Are you better off now that you were 4 years ago?" He didn't list his advantages, promise to improve the economy by certain metrics. All he did was ask a question. This move helped him with the election and has made voters think about the current state of the country and their preference. And later, of course, this technique was widely used. Everyday examples also show that questions can serve as a powerful stimulus. For instance, instead of telling yourself, "I will exercise," ask yourself, "Will I exercise today?" This approach helps overcome internal objection and move closer to the desired self-image. Studies confirm that binary questions like yes or no are particularly effective as they reduce the possibility of excuses and encourage making specific decisions. So, using questions as a tool for behavior motivation is a strategy that can lead to long-term changes and facilitate achieving personal goals. So, be ready, it's a long-term strategy. So, what's the secret? How does it work? It stimulates action, encourages thinking, and increases engagement. People are more likely to respond to questions than to passive information. Answering them, they feel more involved in the process. Here are some examples of how to use this tool in business. First, advertisement. Use instead of banal statement, ask intriguing questions. Second, sales. Engage in a dialogue by asking clarifying questions to better understand the customer needs. And third, in content. Create interactive materials where people can share their opinion and answers. Here are some examples for your creativity. Have you achieved what you wanted to in the last 5 years? Such a question can catalyze reaching out to your coach or psychologist. Do you want your teeth to become whiter and healthy in just one day? Perfect for the salon services in the medical and beauty sector. How long have you been dreaming of a slim figure? A great lead for advertisement of a fitness program or course. What topics are you interested in? Ask your audience to create content they really need. And remember, questions are keys to attention, reflection, and action. Use them to spark interest and motivate people. And as a gift, here are a few more examples if you need a boost to your creativity. In advertisement, do you already have acne-free, radiant skin? Instead of just asking a question, it can be made more provocative. Still on diets? This question can evoke dissatisfaction in people who cannot lose weight. Still not decided on a trip to Europe? This question can encourage people to finally fulfill their dreams. In politics, what in your opinion should be done to improve the standard of living in the country? Instead of asking a simple question, you can ask people to propose solutions to problems. Do you really think raising taxes is the right step? Such a question can spark discussion and encourage a more active civic stance. And last one, which specific measures, in your opinion, need to be taken to improve education? This question can provide more precise answer and understand what people think about educational reform. And the last but not the least, in business. What have we already done to improve our service? Instead of just asking a question, you can start with a positive evaluation of what has already been achieved. What topic would you like us to cover in our next materials? This question can help find our clients' interest and create content that will be interesting to them. What do you think we can do to make our manager, Bobby, work even better? This question can help improve employee performance and service quality, especially by adding the name. In life, that could be useful just for yourself. What are you doing to feel better? Instead of just asking about feelings, you can offer help. What steps are you taking to achieve your goals? This question can help a person focus on the aspiration and develop an actionable plan. What do you think we can do together to solve this problem? This question can help find a solution to the problem altogether. So, let's reiterate. It's important. Use contrast to make questions more interesting and provocative. Second, encourage people to think and find solutions to problems. Third, create an atmosphere of dialogue and collaboration. That's it. I'm glad you read to the end, or like listen, and I hope you remembered the information. What do you think? Will you use it for yourself or for business? And as always, subscribe, thumbs up, or whatsoever is on Apple Podcast. It's important. Ciao.